National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting continuing through its third day in Kansas City today. Yesterday, a visit from Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Several questions asked to the Secretary of Agriculture. Among those, a question by Jenny Watts, who's from Your Ag Edge Network.
Good afternoon, Secretary. I am student member Jenny Watts, representing the Ag Edge Network out of Kansas, Kentucky. My question for you is, what can we do to make it easier for a young person to get involved in farming?
Well, I think first of all is to make sure that that young person has an awareness of what we already have in place. Are they taking full advantage, and have they been encouraged through the land-grant university in Kentucky or wherever to take full advantage of the beginning farmer rancher program and the opportunities to learn the technical assistance, the financial assistance, the market analysis that we can provide through that program to make it easier for them to understand how to get started? Are they taking full advantage of the microloan program that's available at FPAC? That's a loan that basically doesn't require you to have much experience in terms of farming, but it gives you a little cash to get started, maybe to buy that first piece of equipment, rent that first acre of land, buy that first bag of seed. Are they aware of the micro farm risk management programs that are now available that provide some level of crop insurance, if you will, or risk management that's now available for small farming operations? Are they taking full advantage of it? And if not, why not? Are they doing what they need to do to qualify, if they're growing a crop that, for which there is not crop insurance, to take advantage of the NAP program, which is for those products that aren't covered, so that they're covered in the event of disaster, okay? So those are the first set of things. Then the second set is to educate them about this. Are they fully aware of the local and regional food system opportunities? Are they taking advantage, working with folks who are taking advantage of the farmers market promotion grant? Are they interested in a value-added producer grant that's available through USDA? Can they align themselves with a school through a farm-to-school grant? There was a farmer in Greeley, Colorado, that I met recently, a young fellow. He started out, had a few acres, decided he was going to grow cantaloupes. I don't know if you can grow cantaloupes in Kentucky, but probably can't, but grow a lot of stuff in Kentucky. Anyway, he's growing cantaloupes in Colorado, and he takes them to a school, and he says to the school folks, hey, you know, see if the kids like cantaloupe. Well, turns out kids do like cantaloupe. At least those kids did. And so the school came back and said, hey, we'd like to have more of your cantaloupes. And by the way, are you growing anything else? He says, well, yeah, we're growing some peppers and so forth. They said, well, this is great. So he started out with one school district. He now has 8 school districts. He has 100 acres. Now, anybody who's in the specialty crop business, they know the 100 acres is a lot of cantaloupes and a lot of peppers. Everything that he planted this year was sold before it was planted. He had 8 school districts buying everything he's going to grow. And remember that 15 cents versus 50 cents thing? No middleman. Short supply chain. Greenhouse gas is reduced. School excited to do it because they know the money's going to stay in the district. He's able to expand his operation. So that would be my advice to that young farmer.
Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's annual meeting on Thursday. Reporting from the NAFB meeting for 2023, I'm Alan Watts with Your Ag Edge.